Monsters from the Basement.
Hi, this is Adrienne King, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James. Tonight we are in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the second Blood at the Beach convention. And I'm here with somebody that I've wanted to interview for quite some time. She starred in the first Friday the 13th movie, Miss Alice, Miss Adrienne King. How you doing, Adrienne?
I'm doing great. I'm having a real good time here on Virginia Beach. A lot of cool people.
We came to the first one earlier this year. And had a great time. This looks like it's going to be better than that one.
I think so. It looks like a huge group, and everybody is really into the genre, which is what you're hoping for.
When you were growing up, was acting something that you had thought about doing or wanted to do?
Definitely, because I didn't have a whole lot of choice in the matter. My mom was a bored mom, I guess, back in the day. I grew up in New York, and at 6 months old, I did my first commercial, so I always say that I didn't have a whole lot to say about it. But she put my brother and sister in the biz, as we called it then, and they opted out. But I was bitten by the bug, and so I continued on into my childhood. And by the age of 8 years old, my mom could tell I was really serious about it. So I started taking lessons, and I've been in it all my life. I wouldn't know if it was my first or second passion. It has been art. So now I have the best of all worlds. I have my art and my acting, you know, so it's all good.
Now, what was that first commercial for that you appeared on?
Oh, I believe it was, I think it was Dreft Soap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think Dreft is still around. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my first one.
So were you one of the babies laying on the fluffy towel? Or?
You know, I wish I had a copy of it. I do have, you know, on my website and stuff, I do have some copies of old commercials that I post from time to time. But I don't obviously don't remember what I did at 6 months old.
I don't think I remember what I did at 6 months old either.
No, but I was making some money, right, for the family.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, you appeared in the first Friday the 13th movie.
But I survived the first final girl now that I'm known as, which is something relatively new to be a final girl.
And you also appeared briefly in the second installment, too.
I appeared as long as I had to, let's put it that way.
Now, do you have any memories of filming Friday the 13th?
Oh, my gosh, I remember it like it was yesterday. And I also have my diary, you know, which is kind of cool to reflect on. But, yeah, I remember everything like it was yesterday because it was so clear that it was so special. I remember the scenes that I did with Betsy Palmer, especially because she was such a brilliant actress. And, yeah, I remember it all rather well.
Now, of course, Kevin Bacon was in that. Do you have any memories of him?
Oh, sure. Well, I used to actually sit up on the lifeguard stand and sketch Kevin Bacon and Harry Crosby and while they were like doing little push-ups for the beach scene. And so, yeah, I remember it really well.
Also, I think that was one of the first films that Tom Savini did special effects on.
I believe you're right on that. Yeah, James. He might have done a couple of little ones, but that's where he truly made his mark. And Lord knows, I've got some very cool behind-the-scenes Polaroids that I, on my website of Tom and me, kind of fooling around with Betsy Palmer's head. And so, you know, it's like I think I told you that we didn't, on the first one, we ran out of money a couple of times, or at least we were getting close to it. And so I would collect all the Polaroids that people would toss, the continuity Polaroids, and like you saw tonight, I had my Friday the 13th, Sean Cunningham's original 13 notes from that final scene, that beach fight scene between Betsy Palmer and myself, or Alice and Mrs. Voorhees. And I would collect them all, so when Sean tossed out his director's notes that morning after shooting all night long and being battered and bruised, I grabbed those, and then 25 years later, I found this dusty old box taped up, and it had all my jewelry, which I'm wearing right now, right, my ring, and those notes, and all the Polaroids, and you can see them all on my website.
I know a lot of fans would like to have those.
Yeah, well, they're pretty special, but I'd like to share them. And I have that limited edition poster that has those original 13 notes from the fight on the beach available on adrianking.com if you want to take a look. And it's numbered. You know, it's a limited edition. Sean Cunningham was so smart. He said, make a poster, because I had only made one for him and me originally. And he said, make a numbered edition, limited edition, and stamp the back with your art stamp. The fans will love you forever. And sure enough, we're up to 962 out of 1,300. So fans are truly loving it. It's a special way to see the film in, through Sean's eyes and Tom Savini's eyes.
Back during the filming of the movie, did anybody have any idea that it would be as huge as it was?
No, that's seriously, that's why I was collecting all those Polaroids and everything that would be tossed away, because we didn't have enough money for a wetsuit for the last scene in the canoe, and it was third week in October when we got that final shot. Yeah, I mean, literally no money. Very, very. But that's when you get creative. You know, that's when, that's why the first one's so special. We had no money. Everyone was there because they were passionate about making a great horror movie. But we had no clue. None at all. This is so amazing to be talking to you over, what is it, 30-odd years later. This is just such a phenomenal, you know, just a, such a phenomenal experience to have had that happen, and then we're still talking about it now. Especially when nobody thought it was going to be good. Even the Janet Maslin, who writes for the New York Times, and she still does, she's a critic, I always remember thinking it was a great big deal. We were reviewed in the Sunday New York Times the Friday that it was coming, the Sunday before it came out. And she said, this film basically is going to die a quick death, and I think I really should send her a copy of that review with a little tape of your blog here, don't you think?
Yeah.
That'd be fun, James.
Do you still stay in touch with a lot of your co-stars from the film? I know you're here with Amy Steele from the second one.
Amy and I are dear friends. We've been good friends for a long time. We both live in Oregon, and so she comes down to the winery to... And we have Crystal Lake Wines now, which are, as you know, you have a couple yourself. We have Survivor Syrah and Cabin A, Sauvignon and Moonlit Chardonnay and Camp Blush. And these are non-gimmicky wines. I mean, they've got my art on the label, and I sign them to everyone. But the cool thing is that these are gold medal winning wines, because the family that I partnered up with, who happen to be Friday the 13th fans, it's the oldest family-owned and operated winery in Southern Oregon called Valley View Winery. And so Amy came down and visited me a few times, and we get carried away, and we do funny shots, and we post them on Facebook. And so Amy's definitely my closest of the Friday family. And I often see a lot of the other people at different conventions, which is very nice. I saw Janine Taylor for the first time since we made the movie a year ago in June, so it was really nice to see her again. And Ari Lehman I do see quite often, because, you know, he gets around with his band First Jason. Well, I do see Kane Hodder a lot, but of course he didn't come along till later in the series. But I have to say that the Friday the 13th family, when we get together, really enjoy being with each other.
What do you think it is about the franchise that's kept it going so long?
I think hope of another good Friday the 13th movie. I think my happy campers are the greatest, most diehard fans in the world, and they just keep on hoping for another one that'll make some sense. And explain the mysteries and explain how the legend got to where it is. You know, there's so many unanswered questions. I think that's what we all keep hoping for, is answers. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Nice, yeah. I think that's what everyone's hoping for.
Now, you mentioned about your wine. Now, you can get that on your website, right?
Yes, I have crystallakewines.com as well as adrianking.com. So you can go to either of those. And then on Wednesdays, if you call the 800 number that's listed on the websites, I'll actually be at the winery, so at Valley View Winery. And if I happen to have stepped out, just leave your number. I'll call you back, and we'll talk about wine and what you think, you know, what varietal might be best suited for different foods. I love doing wine pairings. And I think I told you before, we're so proud because we've actually been the wine at three different weddings for horror fans that have met each other through the either a convention or websites or whatever. And I always think that's rather special because, of course, I date the bottles and I'll sign whatever you want me to sign, a line from the movie or whatever. And then we've taken it to another whole level because so many fans are filmmakers. They've actually created their own little movies about Crystal Lake wines, and how if you go onto the website, you'll see them. They're just so great. I mean, really good films. Back to the Lake Part 2, that kind of thing, you know. And then we have Coast to Coast Toast, where everybody sends in their own photos of them with the wine, and everybody on a Friday the 13th, you know, we show the, and everybody picks their winners. So we've made it really a communal family kind of Friday the 13th happy camper holiday, you know.
Very cool. In addition to the wine, have you done any acting recently or?
Yeah, you know, I've done a few films. I've had to promise my husband that I was going to take off next year, unless it was something close that I could get to quickly, because we adopted a rescue dog recently, and we always feel it's best to do that if we can, and so we have a 6-year-old Husky Shepherd mix, and we've been looking for a puppy of the same variety because we live on the river and a lot of acres, and star thistle, you have to worry about their coats and the whole thing. So we found out this mixed breed did really well, and the star thistle didn't get stuck in their coats. I'm sure your listeners don't care a thing about this, but anyway, part of the deal is I had to say I was going to stay closer to home, spend more time at home if we were going to adopt another puppy, because 2 years ago Lucy, our 6-year-old, her mom passed. So anyway, the deal was, though, I had to stick around. So now we have the new puppy who's 13 months old, and his name is Scout, but he is a pony more than a puppy. Oh my goodness. My husband, I just called him this afternoon and I said, how are things? And he went, fine. Which means I better get home soon. I probably should answer the rest of that question. Which is, I do have a film coming out. I think it'll be out this time next year, by Bart Mastronardi, and it's called Tales of Poe. And Amy Steele is in it as well, and so is Caroline Williams. And it's a trilogy. So the first one is The Telltale Heart, which Debbie Rochon is in. And that's already been finished and is doing really well at film festivals. I mean, fabulous. And then The Cast of the Amontillado is the second one. And then the third one is the one that Amy and I are in. And it's called Dreams, which is based on the Poe poem, All That We See and Seems is But a Dream Within a Dream. And then Michael Verratti actually wrote an incredible story based on this poem, and I play the Queen of Dreams. And Amy plays the Mother of Dreams, and all I can tell you is what I have seen in terms of cinematography is such a mind-blower. I cannot wait to see this film, because first of all, our part is a silent film. So that in itself, Amy does a narration, and it's with the poem, and then I play this misunderstood queen. But the thing was, when I sent the photo back to my husband, he didn't even recognize me. Yeah, I'm wearing a dark red wig, and it was such a fabulous thing to act in something so out there and so not rely on my chatter and do some Poe, because I've always been a huge Poe fan. I remember reading The Telltale Heart in fifth grade, loving it, and to actually get to play something this special, this Queen of Dreams in Tales of Poe, I'm so looking forward to that.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing that. I know a lot of your fans are listening to this. Would you like to say anything to them?
I just like to tell all my happy campers out there, keep on keeping on, because I know a lot of you are going through some trauma right now with what's happened with Sandy hitting up the coast here, and then all this nonsense that's been happening lately with just weather. It's really been a tough winter, fall and winter. I just want you to know that we're all survivors, and hang in there and be strong. All right?
Tell us websites they can go to get the wine again.
Oh, okay. So if you want to order the wine online, it's crystallakewines.com, and adrianking.com is where you can find you can also order the wine on my own website, adrianking.com. But also you can see all the behind-the-scenes Polaroids that I snagged from the film, and all this other really fun stuff. My webmaster, Curtis Pugh, is just the ultimate webmaster, and he has all these little avatars of Alice and Jason running around, and he changes their clothes seasonally, and it's, oh, goodness. And there's some trailers on different movies, so it's worth checking out.
Well, I really appreciate you sitting down talking to me tonight.
Oh, James, it's my pleasure, and I just think you're the best, and it was just so nice to finally put a face to the voice and meet you, and I truly appreciate talking to you and reaching out to all of your fans.
Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll run into you at a convention again soon.
I plan on it. All right, you take care.